Mother Nature, we're all on the other side now. We sat around here and we talked for a while, and we decided to go ahead and make out this other side of the tape. I'd like to go ahead and get in the mail, because the sooner I get in the mail, the sooner y'all get it. We've had first one bull session, then another. Kind of a coincidence the way things went tonight. He told me he was down in Hugo, Oklahoma one time. And he was talking about Hugo and Oda, and I told him that my grandmother used to live in Colgate. Just so happened he knew where Colgate was. We'd never discussed that before until tonight. But anyway, we decided to go ahead and make out this side of the tape. As we make it, well, I hadn't said hi to everybody else on the other side, so whoever might be there, well, hello to everybody, and I know that comes from every boy over here. I know that they all say hello to all of you, and y'all sent some wonderful tapes and wonderful letters to me, telling me to tell the boys hi, and that you appreciate what we was doing. Well, listen, I want to tell y'all, there's seems to be a lot more going on back in the States right now than there is over here. And it seems like it's just about as dangerous there as it is here. And we don't want y'all worrying about us, because really, it's all in all, it's bad that everything has to go like it is. I'd give anything if everything go right in the States. Naturally, we all worry about it. We get the papers here, Stars and Stripes. We read about things going on back home, up around Michigan, Illinois. Up in there, things are really getting bad. And you told me at one time, Mom, that it seemed like it's fixing to start there at home, and or something about there's going to start a march there or something. Well, I hope they don't. I wished that they would all place themselves in the boys' shoes that's over here. I'm not saying ourselves. I'm saying some of the boys has got it rougher than we have. We don't really have it rough, but some of the boys has really got it bad. If they could see it, they would feel a lot different. But I just want to say a little part on the tape, and I'd like to say hi to everybody listening. My buddy and I stand here making this tape. Every tape I've made so far, I want to take a few minutes to say hi to everybody. And right now, he wants to say something, and so I'm going to hand it to him.
Well, sir, I just want to say that I agree with Gene about that 100%. Bunch of us guys over here fighting for what we think is right, for what the United States has got to have. And we got to sit and read the papers and listen to the radio and hear about the draft dodgers and the people who are running out on us, the riots and the black power. Me for one, and I know Gene for another, just makes him sick of his stomach. Wish he could get back there and grab a hold of those people's head and just pinch until they couldn't move. I don't mean to seem rough, or I don't want you to think I'm rash. But I mean, I love the United States, and the freedom we got left, I want to keep. And things that are happening there right now are not right. Those people should be over here fighting for our freedom. I got a buddy who was over here in the DMZ. He was killed. Boy, I kind of like that guy. Gets on my nerves every time I think about it. Those goddamn people, excuse me, those people back in the States duck out from their duty. I mean, it makes me mad. It makes me mad clear through. I guess I've sort of overstated I guess I've kind of talked too much. Me and Gene talk quite a bit, and I kind of feel like I almost know you people. I listen to his tapes and your tapes. Listen to his mother talk. I kind of like to listen to tapes. I tell you the truth, I don't want Gene to hear this, but I guess I got to say it. I'm kind of getting to like that country and western shit stuff he's putting out. Well, he'll rib me about this. He'll get on me about this. But yeah, I guess I'll give him back him and let him see something.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, Uncle Danny got stirred up there for a minute. I mean, Pop, you can understand why he did. Danny got some buddies in some pretty bad outfits over here. I have too, as far as that goes. You know, you've been in some pretty bad outfits too, and you can look at the way he feels. I know that you've lost a friend down the line. I've lost a couple myself. But I do wish that the fine president from Texas we got, Lyndon B. Johnson, if you want to call him a president, I don't know how you feel about him. I'm not too fond of him. Would kind of contradict with the things that we've got going on over here. But what Danny said is true. It's straight from the heart from one of the boys over here. One of the boys that's been here for, well, Danny's been here nearly a year now, like in 13 days. Naturally, he's seen a lot more than I have, and he's seen things that I hope I don't see because we've discussed them. But anyway, I mean, it just might give you a point of how we really feel sometimes about how things are going back in the States. I wish there was something we could do to change them, but right now there's not. So if there's any elections, any marches, or anything to go against it, y'all make sure whoever might be listening to this, just point out to them that they've got a lot more to think about what's going on over here. And it's worrying the boys over here just the same as it is y'all in the States as us being over here. Well, I'm going to get off that subject now and get on something else. So let me turn this off for just a minute. Well, Mom, Dad, me and Danny turned this off a few minutes before we stood here and talked. But first, one thing or another, talk about what was going on back in the States and everything. We hate to see it, but that's the way things go, I guess. We kind of learn to take it as it comes, but we haven't got much tape left, but we're going to try to get it made out tonight so we can get it in the mail, and I'm sure y'all going to have a word or two to say to Danny before he leaves over here. And so I want to get it in the mail so you can get it over there and get it back in the next 13 days. Hadn't said much about Tommy and Larry, Johnny and his tape tonight because me and Danny's been standing here making it, but Tommy, he's TDY out to Zion. Haven't seen him now in the last week or so. Larry's doing fine. Johnny, he's still around. I don't know where he's at now. I don't hardly ever see him anymore, really. He don't stay in the same tent I do anymore. He moved a couple of tents up. But anyway, everything's going fine. And as far as me and Linda, this is the first tape I ever made that I hadn't said anything about her, but everything just fine and dandy back home. Got a couple of real sweet letters from her a couple of days back. I haven't heard from her the last couple of days, but it's from the mail service, and I told y'all about her calling me in one letter that I wrote you the first part of the week. Naturally, I was real excited about it and really enjoyed talking to her, and everything's fine and dandy, and I'm looking forward to the day when we can all be back together again. I'll be so glad when the time gets here. And I'll just, 7 months and 25 days now, it'll all be over. Won't be long, I'll be like old Danny standing here saying 12 days, 13 days, running around saying short. Did you hear that? he's rubbing it in. Still, he's got 19 months, and I got 8 months and days, 7 months and days. That hurts. Every time he says short, I say, he'll say short, and I say 7 months and days. That kind of tells him up, but anyway, I can't let him get nothing over on me, you know. But anyway, as this tape closes off tonight, we really enjoyed making it. And I hope y'all enjoyed listening to it as much as we've enjoyed making it. And I'm going to let Danny say a few more words here. When he gets through, I'll say a little more. And by that time, well, the tape ought to be about gone. Y'all send this tape just as quick as you get this now. It don't take 30, 40 minutes, so I'll make a tape. But y'all sit down and make it, and I want to tell y'all I really do appreciate y'all sending the cookies and the tapes and the films and everything you sent. And all the letters you send, everything, it really means a lot to us over here. And all of us over here thinking about you, and you say we're in all your prayers. Well, y'all in all our prayers, too. We think of you every day. We think of the wonderful United States of America we got back home. We're really proud for it, and we're proud to be able to stand up for it. And so I'm going to let Danny say a few words now, and then I'll finish this off.
Well, folks, I don't really know what to say. Gene wants me to say something to you.
Kind of hard for me to make it all by myself.
Gene said it was kind of hard for him to make it by himself. But I wish I knew you better so I could really talk about something. I feel like I know you, but I don't know you, if you understand what I mean. But like Gene said, we're both proud to serve over here. It's hard and it's lonesome. Most of all, just lonesome. My boy, I miss those great big round-eyed girls. Yeah. But it's gonna be nice when I get home. We're both proud to serve here. We're both proud to say that we're Americans. I want you to know we both do our best. Boy, I about done mine. I'm coming home. Boy, I'm glad to be on my way, too. Well, I guess and about those care packages, I believe I eat about 3/4 of them, and I'm mighty thankful. I'm mighty thankful you send them over here, too. Well, I guess that's just about all I gotta say. I really appreciate the care packages. I'd like to talk to you, too. Maybe one of these days I'll get down that way and come see you. Thanks again now. Goodbye.
Well, there's old Danny again, signing off. I think he's about running out of anything to say. I can imagine how hard it'd be if I was standing here talking to his mom and dad. It'd be hard for me to talk to them, too, since I never met them. But like I said, it's hard for me just to stand here and talk to this mic, you know, make a whole tape by myself. And you know me, I want to get this tape in the mail, and if I didn't get the rest of it made out, it might take me 2 or 3 days to do it. And so, we've really enjoyed making this tape tonight. I have, and I feel like Danny has too. And so, y'all take care in the States, and don't worry about us, because everything's fine. And y'all write me, send me a tape every time you get a chance. I really do enjoy listening to these tapes. I mean, I lay in bed a lot of times and just listen to the voices from back home. Tell everyone there, say that I said hi, brother and sis. If y'all are there, hi. We're thinking of you every day. And y'all take care. We'll turn this off. I got just a little bit more here, and I'll stop for a minute, and I'll say more in a second. A couple of buddies just walked by, come back from out the club. They want to say hi. First off, here, old Holland from Kentucky.
Hello.
Howdy. And then there's Keller. Y'all heard him on the tote bus before, so here's Keller.
Hello, how are you?
Well, there's a couple of my buddies walked by here. Matter of fact, they're still standing around here talking, but I'm going to go ahead and try to finish this tape out so I can get it in the mail. Danny and Nolan, well, Nolan and Holland and Keller, they stand here talking, so I ain't got just a little bit of tape left, and I'm going to finish this out, and I guess we'll talk for a while. It's about 10:45 now. The boys started coming back from OPM Club, everything. Ain't no telling who will walk by here in a minute. If anybody walks by and says hi, I don't think nothing. I doubt if they will, because this tape about to run out. So, as it does, well, I want you to know we're all closing up the love to all of you. We're thinking of you every day. And like I said earlier, y'all keep the tapes coming and the letters. Really enjoy them. Really enjoy them care packages, as Nolan called them.
Appreciate it, appreciate
them. Them cookies and corn chips and everything is real good. And as soon as I get some of these pictures took up, I'll be sending them to y'all. And I would say it's about 7 months, 24 days, and I'll be back home. Y'all find the fishing holes and picnic places and everything. I'm going to cut this off now and try to convince old... Just a minute. Well, I turned that off for a minute because I heard a little conversation back in the background. Old Holland's standing here and he said Kentucky had enough gold to build a fence around Texas, and it kind of drew my attention. And I looked at him kind of funny, and I said, you build it, and I'll buy it. And he kind of spun at that. That's what we feel about in Texas, ain't it?
Well, folks, we all got a big laugh out of that, and it's about gone now. So I'm going to let all the boys here, Keller standing here, and Holland standing here, and Nolan standing here. I'm going to let all them say goodnight, and then I'll say goodnight. So bye-bye to all of you.
Good night, sir. Take it easy.
Good night and sleep in Kentucky.
Good night.
Well, good night, sleep in Texas. That's the only place to be. All these other places, suburbs of Texas. I'm still standing up for Texas, y'all. These Yankees standing around me, these old boys from up in Kentucky, and these street corner thugs from California, you know. But anyway. He said something about the north up here. But anyway, good night to all of you. And I'm going to cut this off, let it run on off. And 7 months, 24 days, that's all we got. God bless all of you. Good night. I'm standing there thinking it's going to run off any second. It looks like I've wasted a little bit of tape. But if I have, well, y'all understand why.